Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
So I referenced a Giants report that I think is absolute nonsense. Now, I don't necessarily think anybody is lying, but I just don't believe it. And yes, probably the Giants are lying. So Adam Schefter was on Pat McAfee. And I don't know if it's been scrubbed. I can't seem to find the clip anymore, but I definitely saw it this morning. I wasn't dreaming it because even in my wildest dreams, I couldn't have imagined this. But Adam Schefter, not necessarily reporting it, but said the Giants wanted Joe Alt, offensive lineman, ultimately taken by the Chargers at 5. Offensive tackle. And he also suggested that everybody knows, and everybody knows this, it's been reported everywhere, it's pretty much confirmed and truthful, at least in my opinion. The Giants wanted to trade up to number 3 with New England and draft Drake May, quarterback out of North Carolina, who ultimately was picked by New England in that 3rd spot. That's pretty much the consensus up and down. But Schefter indicated that he believes and that he could, that theoretically, that he doesn't know for sure, but he has some belief that possibly the Giants may have been moving up to number 3 to take Alt, the tackle. That they never were interested in a quarterback, Drake May or any other. That was all a smokescreen. And that they were looking to move up to make sure they secured their left tackle of the future or their right tackle, considering they have Andrew Thomas already. And let me tell you something right now. I don't know if Joe Shane is going to be the future GM for a long time. I don't know. I think he's done an okay job year one. Obviously, they won 9 games, made it to the postseason. Bravo. Some picks good. Evan Neal terrible. We'll see about Thibodeau. Hopefully he can get after the quarterback a little bit more and have the same problem, you know, Riddick has with the Jets, obsessed with sacking the quarterback. Hopefully that's the case. But I have no idea what we're going to learn about in a very important next couple of this draft and this following season about Joe Shane. But what I do know is Joe Shane would have never traded up to the 3 spot and paid what would have had to have been, because the New England Patriots weren't getting off that pick, and there's only one way to treat it, as if the team that is coming up is coming to take a quarterback. They would have had to pay the quarterback tax that Joe Shane himself admitted exists, that you have to pay extra if the team knows you're coming up to take a quarterback, and in this draft, the way it fell, New England was going to charge you that and more. And the reports of what was offered to them and what they turned down, whether that be true or not, is astronomical. So the idea that the Giants were interested and having conversations with the New England Patriots to do anything else but go up and take their quarterback of the future is patently ridiculous. And it reeks of, and I know I'm not the only one who thinks so, but it's so obvious, I don't know what else to take from it. It reeks of trying to placate the current quarterback, Daniel Jones, and make him feel better about the idea of them doing everything they can to move up and take a quarterback. But you know what? I think not drafting a quarterback 6th overall should do it. The idea they didn't even take a Spencer Rattler or anybody else in the draft the rest of the way should indicate that they have confidence, or at least should make Daniel Jones feel pretty good about his standing in the organization. They drafted a wide receiver to help him. They did nothing to challenge him in any meaningful way. And yet he still needs this story leaked. Now, I don't know if that's the case, but that's the only thing that makes sense, is that they want to somehow put that narrative out there to eliminate any idea that they had any interest in anybody else playing quarterback for the New York Giants other than Daniel Jones when we all know they did. And they'd be foolish not to consider it at the very least. And if they love Drake May, trading up is what they probably should have done. I would have rather have seen that than take Neighbors. But we'll see. Now, is it plausible that they talked up J.J. McCarthy, who they clearly did not want because they had the opportunity to take him and they chose not to? Is it possible they were playing smoke screens with the other quarterbacks, either Michael Penix, which was a report that came out, like, I don't know, 12 hours before the draft? Is it possible their love for J.J. McCarthy, where they made him even convinced they were going to take him? Is it possible the buyer's remorse story that Eisen had to that level, that extent of buyer's remorse on Daniel Jones is leaked, and all these things and the quarterback discussion around the Giants became so loud in volume because they were hoping that someone would feel the necessity to trade up in front of them to take a quarterback and trade and throw some kind of crazy package at the Chargers to make them move off that fifth pick and get enough where it made sense for them to move back and come up and take that quarterback, leaving Alt there for them to be taking instead of Neighbors at six? Sure, that's plausible. It's plausible that they wanted to make it seem like, hey, if you want your quarterback, you better jump up in front of us, because ultimately they'd rather have the offensive tackle than the wide receiver. Sure. Or just, in any case, whatever they wanted, have a better chance of another quarterback being taken in front of them so that whoever they wanted was still there at number six. Sure, I think that's plausible. But the idea that they had any other interest in any other player to trade up and move to 3-4 is patently ridiculous. They were trying to move up to select their quarterback of the future. They couldn't get it done. Whether New England didn't have any interest and all of it was a smokescreen on whether they would move the third pick, or whether the Giants were unable and unwilling to match what they would possibly take to move out of the third spot, whatever the case may be, they were unable to do it. But they wanted a quarterback. They wanted Drake May. They valued him over anybody else. And then after that, they valued Daniel Jones over everybody else. That's fair. And we'll see what happens this year. They're going to give him a couple of new offensive linemen. They just drafted a tight end later in the draft. A tight end that ultimately hasn't been that successful. A passing tight end that has had under 1,000-yard receiving in his entire career, but looks to have the speed, looks to have the tools, looks to have the route running capability, and hopefully, considering Waller is on the verge of retirement until he says yes, I'd have to consider that he's not part of the team right now, which is how the Giants are viewing it, clearly. But they've given him a number one wide receiver. They've given him a new offensive line. You know, he's no longer has Saquon Barkley, but no more excuses for Daniel Jones. This is a make or break year for Daniel Jones, where next year his contract becomes at least palatable to get rid of. And we'll see where the Giants are in the draft. We'll see where the Giants are with possibly paying a veteran quarterback who might become available. I mean, we're already hearing it. Talks of Kirk Cousins being out in Atlanta after 1 year because they drafted Michael Penix, and maybe the Giants will want to pay him. Because that makes sense.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, maybe Dak Prescott, who's clearly out of his way in Dallas. There you go. That's what the Giants should do. Forget drafting a quarterback at the top of the draft in a heavy quarterback year with a coach who develops young quarterbacks. Go spend a third of your payroll on a quarterback who hasn't been successful and won championships. That's a much better idea. Well, keep paying Daniel Jones to throw pick sixes against Atlanta, against Seattle. Ugh. I'm sorry, Giant fans. I refuse to be excited. I can't be excited about that draft pick. I just can't. I can't be excited about this team as long as Daniel Jones is the clear-cut and only quarterback of the future. Until that changes, I can't get excited. If they win the first four games of the year, I'll change my mind. If Daniel Jones plays lights out and they start the year off hot, I'll change my mind. But as presently constituted, I don't believe in Daniel Jones. He gets injured too much, and there's been too much losing, and this was an opportunity to change that, and they didn't take it. Doesn't mean that's a bad pick. Doesn't mean that Neighbors won't be terrific. Hopefully he will be. Certainly has the opportunity to be, certainly has the talent to be. But as long as Daniel Jones is throwing them the ball, I think there's a limitation. Considering his inability to get the ball to wide receivers, whatever their names may be. When we've seen Tyrod Taylor come in and be able to get wide receivers the ball. When we've seen Tommy DeVito come in and be able to get wide receivers the ball. But as much as I'm down on Daniel Jones, there is no way. I mean, there is just that report from this morning. It's just absolute nonsense. There is no way they were trading up, paying that price, and then taking an offensive lineman.